The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 4th, 1977, in Bombay, India.
This is the regrettable fact that we have got in India. The real knowledge.
Real
knowledge.
Knowledge, yes.
And we have locked up that.
We have locked up. That is the greatest crime we have committed.
You have not allowed it to grow all over the world.
Jnana khala. Saraswati jnana khale jatha sati. There is a verse like this in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnana khale. If you have got some knowledge, you should distribute it. That will glorify you. Not that I have got some knowledge, I will keep it secret. India has got such exalted, vast knowledge of spiritual life. And that is locked down. We are imitating the Western dog dancing. This I wanted to bring to your notice. This will not do any good. So, some arrangement should be there that this exalted knowledge of India must be distributed. That I have begun with my humble.
But this is very
nicely done. But I have no cooperation of the authorities. That is most regrettable. So, now there is change of government. And Murarji is very religious person.
Yes, he is highly religious person.
So why not at least keep an ideal institution? Just like for technical knowledge, if there is a good medical college, any part of the world, people go there without any consideration of nationality or anything. Similarly, let there be an ideal institution in India, so that the whole world will come and go.
We had those universities, Takshashila, Nalanda, mentioned days, and people from all over the world were coming.
So why don't you invite now?
Correct.
We go there for imitating their technology.
Yes.
But who comes here to learn something?
Something.
But you have got the example is already set up. These boys, they have not come here for learning your cycle manufacturing. They have enough of it. We are proud of manufacturing cycle and swing machine. So that is my request, that I have started it. Make it an organized institution that the people from all parts of the world
will come here
and learn this. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission.
Gaudiya mission.
Not Gaudiya mission. Chaitanya's mission. Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, yes. You know Lord Chaitanya?
Yes, yes, yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So, he declares that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoi Raja. Anyone who has taken birth as human being, not cats and dogs. Cats and dogs, they simply jump. Whole night, there is another. We find so many dogs, whole night busy. Watching. Whose property he is watching. But he has got this business. Very busy. As soon as some motorcycle or watching. So therefore, this is business of cats and dogs. But human beings' business is different. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manushya Janma Jaha. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being in India, Bharat Bhumi, Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropoka. First of all, make your life perfect. You have got the opportunity, Vedic culture. And then distribute the knowledge all over the world for doing good to the whole human society. That will glorify the prestige of India. So why not attempt it? Let there be an institution fully following the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is, then people will be benefited. If you say it is secular, Bhagavad Gita is for every man. There is no question of Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or Deva. When Krishna said, Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumar jovanam jara, tatha dehantara prakti dhira satmatamaya. So this growing, a child is going to become a boy. A boy is growing to become a young man. A young man is growing to become an old man. So, what is the secular? Everyone grows. Does it mean when it is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, it is only meant for the Hindus? It is universal, science. Science. So why this science is kept locked up and distorted by the leaders. If you understand one line of Bhagavad Gita, your life becomes successful. Now, our leaders are supposed to read Bhagavad Gita. But who understands this one line, Tatha Dehantara Prapti, Dhira Satanamu? Nobody understands. And they are scholars of Bhagavad Gita. They cannot understand this one line in the beginning. This is why. I would request you to take this matter seriously, and it is being responded. I am writing these books on Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and we are selling daily 5 to 6 lakhs worth of books. In a foreign country where the religious system is different, and during Christmas festival, we are selling our books. Large quantity.
It's a novel thing.
So unless there is something, substance, they are intelligent. Why they should accept this? This is one man's attempt.
It has got to be institutionalized.
Why not, maybe? This political change, the political situation, change, it will go on. Today you are powerful, tomorrow I am powerful. That does not make any difference. Indira Gandhi was so powerful. In one day everything finished. So when he finished, my position. Mohita nabhi janati mamebha paramambayam. Tidhi guno emi bhav. They do not know behind these all activities there is a person who can do anything he likes. So what about to know about him? So these things are there in India. The knowledge is not secret. It is open. So without distorting it, without breaking it and spoiling it, why not give it as it is for the benefit of the whole world? You are a young man, you can think over.
Make it a mission.
But with your blessing, with your blessing, I think we will be able to do something. Last time we had talked about this. And in Delhi, actually, I was on the verge of arranging the meeting with Maharaj. But then our Gurudev telephoned me, and in deference to your health, we didn't arrange that meeting in Delhi. When Maharaj is coming here,
yes. First of all, you can talk. It is not expected that everyone will be able to understand.
Yes.
It is not expected. Manusanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddha. Jatatam api siddhyanam kaschid betimam tattva. It is not so easy job. But still, some ideal institution should be there, who are actually serious to understand, they may be given the chance. That must be there. In the university, when you are a student, there are some postgraduate classes. There no student was coming. But still university maintained that class, paying in those days 1200, 1500 salaries to the professors. They maintained that. So here there is no question of salary. Here, the institution must be maintained strictly following the principles of Bhagavad Gita. It is open. It is not difficult at all. Just like Krishna says, the perfect life. How one can become perfect? Man manam bhava man bhakta madhyajimam namaskut. Always think of me. Man manam. Just become my devotee, mad bhakta. Worship me, madhyajimam namaskut. Simply offer your obeisances and 1, 2, 3, 4 items. If you do one item at least, your life becomes. Even this child can do this. So to understand Bhagavad Gita and follow the principle, not at all difficult. It is not reserved for any particular class of men or country or society. Such a nice thing. And the human body is meant for understanding this knowledge. Not to imitate the cats and dogs jumping. This is being done by the cats and dogs. By evolutionary process, when you come to the human form of life, it is meant for understanding the science. So, this opportunity there is, but we are blocking them not to take this knowledge and try to understand how to jump like cats and dogs. Get us decide this to the human society. You have got such chance. So, instead of helping you to get the chance, if I mislead you another way, is it not get us disservice? That is being done all over the world. If you simply understand this one line, tatha dehantaram prapti. So, today I am Indian. And after death, I become something else. That are 8,400,000 different bodies. Today I may be very exalted. Minister, and tomorrow if I become something else, I will have to, because nature's law you cannot check. That's like here is a child. You cannot check to become young man. That is not in your power. She must become, or he must become. Similarly, tatha dehantar prapti, it is not in your hand or in my hand. It is in the hand of the Prakriti. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvas ahankara vigunatma. So, there are so many things that human society requests is knowledge. And we are trying to get this knowledge alone with our humble attempt, and these foreigners are helping with their pranayatrayavacha, by their life, by their money, by their intelligence, by their words. So we have got, at least in Bombay, the most important place in India, this institution. So come here, try to understand the philosophy. There is no difficulty, but we neglect it. We are simply distorting. Everyone is giving his own interpretation. Huh? What is the importance of Krishna? He, Bhagavad Gita, is a book with authority. And if you interpret and give your own interpretation, then where is the authority? Suppose Parliament passes a law, and if I interpret in my own way, then where is the authority of the law? This is it. If you want to give some idea of your own, give it separately. Why do you take Bhagavad Gita and distort it? This is not gentleman. We are presenting the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and this being accepted. And before me, so many Swamis, Yogis went there. They also tried to explain Bhagavad Gita, but nobody accepted. There is, in the history, there was not a single devotee of Krishna before my going. Now there are thousands. Why? The secret is that I am presenting as it is.
As it is.
No distortion. No cheating. This is the secret. They give me credit, Swamiji has done wonderful. I say the secret of wonderful is this. That I am not distorted, I have presented Bhagavad Gita as it is. It is open.
It appears it has created, your attempts have created a good impact on the Western world.
Everyone is doing it.
Yes.
But we have rejected. Our misfortune is that our property we have with it.
Instead of rejecting, it would be correct, as you said earlier, that we have locked it up. We are not.
That means that we don't take any importance.
Yeah.
But now, if you want to do something, tell you. Maintain this institution rigidly, follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita. It doesn't matter. It doesn't require many men. Ekaschanda samohanti natatara samas. If there is one moon in the sky, that is sufficient. We don't require millions of stars twinkling. So, let that be an institution, and it is open to everyone. There is no question of secular or different. Let them learn this art. That is one. Not blindly, but apply your consideration. Take it after mature judgment. You know, what is there? Everything is there. There is no difficulty. Why you are neglecting this important business of India? Do you think it is right?
No, it is not neglected. And earlier it should have done a little better. Not only for the world, for India also.
Yes.
Hitherto the impediment was that all those rulers, most of them were not believing in religion. They say religion.
Why you are bringing religion? It is science. Why you are mistaking again?
Correct.
Is that religion? A child is growing to become a young man. Is that religion? It is science.
But they do not look at from that perspective.
That but that means rascals. They do not accept 2 plus 2 equal to 4.
Yeah, correct. That
if you do not take mathematics as it is, and if you interpret 2 plus 2 equal to 3, that is rascalism. 2 plus 2 equal to 4, that is everywhere.
Now, could we put some concrete proposals? How do we want to proceed?
The proposal is there. Here it is already done.
Yeah.
The same principle. The core thing. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mangana maskuru. Mami vaishasi asangha. This core principle. What is the difficulty? But if you are determined, no, you shall not follow, then who can educate? There is no loss. And if there is some gain, why not take it? What is the objection?
There can't be any objection.
Bhagavad Gita is accepted. And so far I understand that when Moraji was going to be arrested, he said, then let me finish my reading of Bhagavad Gita. I read it in the paper.
He's
a devotee of Bhagavad Gita. And there are many others.
Many others.
So why this teaching should not be given to the whole world? When these foreign boys, they begin this Bhagavad Gita practice from 3:30 to 9:30. They have no other way. You see, I have studied our Giriraj, the whole day Hindu, they are all on duty. From morning 3:30 till they are tired 9:30, simply Bhagavad Gita. And we have got so many materials. If we discuss on this one line, tatha dehantara prapti, it takes days to understand. Now, if this is fact, tatha dehantara prapti, and nahannate annamane sarire, what we are doing for that? This is Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate namriyate va kadachit, nahannate annamane sarire. So, I'm not getting any help either from the government, from the public. Well, the record is there in the Bank of America, how much foreign exchange I am bringing. Even this feeble health also, I am working 4 hours at least at night. And they are also helping me. So this is our individual attempt. Why not come here? If you are actually a very serious student of Bhagavad Gita, why don't you come forward? And harava vaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena asato. You cannot make public honest simply by legislation. That is not possible. Forget it. Bhaktasati. Just Sati Bhakti Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvai. If one becomes devotee of the Lord, all good qualities he will. And Harava Bhaktasakutoma. If he is not a devotee, now so many things, condemnation is going on. Big leaders. Today's paper I've seen. This man, that man is rejected. Why? Harava Bhaktasati. What is meaning this? Becoming a big leader if he is not a devotee. Dekhi Sapsachi, you are very intelligent, young, and therefore I am trying to give you some idea. And if you can give some shape to this idea, it is already there, it is no secret. Simply we must be serious that this institution must be there for educating the whole human society, never mind a very small number. It doesn't matter. But the ideal must be.
No, difficult. No.
And we are prepared to challenge or meet challenge of any scientist, any philosopher, any politician, anyone. It is not dogmatic. Same, it is science. And Krishna says, begins. Tathādehāntara prāt. Kaumāra guru. Who can say anything against this statement? Abhijānanti māna mūrhā. But unfortunately our people takes Krishna as ordinary human being. And so abhijānanti māna mūrhā. If we remain mūrhā, how we can be? Because Krishna comes just like a human being to teach us, we are taking that he is one of us. Then I can also become Krishna. Isn't it? For so many thousands of years, Krishna is being worshipped as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are millions of temples in India for worshipping Krishna. He is ordinary human. So many big leaders came and gone. Who cares for them? Why Krishna is being worshipped still? These are the questions. Huh?
Universal method.
Now he is universal. Yes. Got the recent pictures from our department. Let's see how they are being worshipped. This is in foreign country. They have got their own religion. Why they should worship this? What is the circulation of our newspaper?
Of our magazine?
Yes.
1 million copies per month.
1 million per month.
That's in English only.
Only.
Then it also is published in Spanish and Portuguese, German, French, Dutch, Japanese, Chinese, Hindi, Bengali, Gujarati, Telugu. Recently we came out with Hungarian publication.
Idea is some international institution.
Yeah, this is international.
No, it must meet the spiritual needs of the mankind.
Because yes, they are following. They are following. I want to make it more speedy. But I have no help now for the timing. Now these boys, they are helping me. And government is driving them. Get off. Can you not help me in this? No Indians are coming. I am bringing men and money from there. And government is driving them. Get out. This is my goal. And if one boy goes there and again comes, 10,000.
Yes.
In this way I am losing 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees per year. For nothing. This is the cooperation from the government.
But why government is driving them out?
This is your visa?
They won't give us the, you know, proper visas.
Just like I have got in America permanent resident. So why not give them permanent resident?
But this problem could be very, very difficult.
Kindly do that. At least.
No, I didn't know. Just now I told you.
That's why you want some kind of
book. I can touch this
concrete thing from you, which you can do.
That will be a great help immediately.
That I'll do immediately. Now only that's why I was just inquiring.
Yes.
What concrete things you would like to do?
Immediately kindly help me.
Yes.
That give at least 100 men permanent residential permission. They are not politicians. They are not interested.
Good.
They are devotees. Then I can manage this type, big establishment like Bombay, Vrindavan.
No, can we prepare one bird our house
and give me immediately? Have you got any?
I've called for the name, so within
that's a name in there. So this is the
No, I'll do this immediately, and even if necessary I'll fight with the government. I have what to do. Only thing is you can give me some notes. What have we heard of the state of
the bring some paper, write it. The immediate immediate thing.
Yes.
They are coming from very rich, respectable family. They have not come here to earn money or exploit India. They have no business to do it. I can guarantee that they will bring money from America and leave here. Not touch a single pie of India.
Correct.
Now suppose there are 100 Americans, and if I am bringing 10 lakhs of rupees per month, then what is the per capita?
Per capita ratio would be very high.
I am completely convinced.
Huh?
We are completely convinced. That is why I asked you, what first step you want to
kindly
do? Yours is a concrete step.
Yeah.
That Mr. Ratan Singh is bound to do.
Kindly.
No, we will think of ourselves duty bound.
Duty bound.
I feel intensely about it. There is no question about it.
And I guarantee you that if they take any part in politics, you can drive away me. They have given everything. They are not thinking that they are American. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam tatparatina nirmalam. This is the process of bhakti. Sarvupadhi minin mutta. Upadhi, this is upadhi. I am living being. But I have got some designation. I am Hindu, I am Muslim. This is a designation.
Yes.
So, then I am MP. This is designation. You are not MP.
Basically,
you are living being. Part and parcel of
humanity.
And this designation can be removed at any moment. Indira Gandhi, no more problem. Designation. Finish. So, sarvapadhi vinin muktam. When one becomes free from all designations, tatparatyani nirmala. Simply by Krishna consciousness he becomes purified. Rishikina rishikisa sivanam bhakti, then bhakti begins. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na surtati na kāna. Samasarvesu bhūte madhvakti ravati. This is a preliminary condition. So it means as soon as I have become devotee, we have no more religion. This conception is not there. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. No.
Right. We are
devotees. Finish. Name. You mean not?
What would you like to know?
That's the problem.
Write what I am saying, write in and give it. This is the most important part.
Are there any local problems still surviving?
Our local problems. What about the municipality?
Yeah, that's there.
Right. Why don't you write English?
Just give me a note wherever I can touch definitely, very promptly. First of all, about this visa, which is very difficult to get.
Nice paper, you know.
Yes, I'm
going to
type it down.
Yeah. Do it immediately. In the Bhagavad, it is said that one hasn't got to learn Bhagavad. But if he simply says, yes, it is very nice, he gets some good result. Similarly, our movement is such that if simply one appreciates, yes, it is good. Your chief minister has accepted. Maharashtra chief
minister.
Where is that cutting? That was published. He came, or in Panda. So there is no doubt about it, that this is the best humanitarian activity. So kindly help us as well as possible.
No, I think myself duty bound.
Thank you. Parikji will prepare.
I have talked to him also. He is always with me in this public life, right from the beginning.
You are also with me?
No, I was a municipal councillor.
He was a municipal councillor here in
Bombay. The municipal councillor, who am I? What is that? Why don't you read other?
Sure.
Read it loudly.
Chief Minister loves Hare Krishna movement. Krishna consciousness was the essence of every faith and belonged to the world. Maharashtra Chief Minister Mr. S.B. Chavan stayed at the third international Hare Krishna festival at the Cross Maidan in Bombay on Wednesday. Mr. Chavan lauded the work done by Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He said that Swami was responsible for popularizing Krishna consciousness all over the world. Speaking after the Chief Minister, Swami Prabhupada emphasized the need for scientific understanding of the Bhagavad Gita to solve the problems confronting humanity. So, when human society is without karma, he said, it becomes animal society. The festival, scheduled to end on Tuesday, has been extended another 5 days.
See, his wife also.
But now poor fellow is also going. That is his
state. That is a political struggle. Right? It doesn't matter. A man is what he is, that's all. And to come to this field of activities, one has to become free from all dizziness. I am the chief minister or this or that. That is dizziness. So I have to give up.
It's a temporary thing.
Temporary. We should not be bothering about this temporary thing. It is meant for the rulers. Bhagavad Gita, in the 4th chapter, Imam Vivasate Yugam Pratavanamambayam Vivasana Manabe Prahu Manu Vikhakave Brahmi Evam Parampara Pratam
Yugam Vajam.
Huh? है
इमंग
राजा सेव भी इट इज मेंट फॉर द रूलर्स राजर्स नॉट फॉर द लोफर इमंग राजा सेव भी तभी तो वो लोग ठीक ठीक शासन कर सकते However, this monarchy was there, but they were Rajarshis. Monarch at the same time, great saintly person. Therefore, they were worshipped. Maharaj Yudhishthira, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Ambarish. They are not autocrats. Even Rajarshis of Vidhu, they understood the science of Bhagavad Gita from saintly person. Exalted Brahmins, then they rule. You will find in Srimad Bhagavatam this Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Arjuna. His father died when he was in the womb of his mother. So everyone died, only these five brothers remained. And Parikshit Maharaj, the grandson of Arjuna, he was in the womb of his mother, Uttara. So, he was also attempted to be killed by Ashwatthama, by Brahmastra. Krishna saved him. So anyway, the grandfathers took care of this child, baby in the womb. And when he was born, this is a ceremony, Jatakarma. Just after birth, there is a ceremony. This is now gone. Dasakarma. Nobody is. So, they were making horoscope, the Brahmin. So this child will be like this, like this, like this. The Yudhishthira Maharaj's question was, so whatever is speaking, that is all right. Whether this child will be to their forefathers' reputation, how to give happiness to the subjects. Prajapati. He was anxious. How much he will be qualified. Prajapati, how to keep the prajas very happy. First of all, see that. This was the key. Prajapati. And it is stated in this Bhagavatam. Find out this ruling of Yudhishthira Maharaj, that chapter, first part. That there was not even disease during his life. Adhaya Bhagavatam. There was no extreme heat, there was no extreme cold on account of this Rajas. And their only business was to see Lord Ramchandra. How he was maintaining subjects like father. Therefore people are still hankering after Ramaraj. There is a chapter, Maharaj Yudhishthira designed to see the contents.
Is it when Maharaj Yudhishthira was retiring or before?
No, when he was ruling. The reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, there is chapter. Kamam vivarsa parjanna sarva kamam duhava. Find out this verse.
Should I read?
Yes.
During the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed.
Yes. Okay. the original verse?
Answer. Kamam Varsha Parjanya Sarvakama Jugamahi Sasichu Sma Vridan Gava Payo Sad Spatir Buddha. Translation. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
अभी पानी नहीं मिलता है, वो दूर से वो moist हो जाता है, ground. किसी तो इतना दूर होता था जो वो गिरता था और मैदा जहां वो लाइक चल चल वो मस्त ना नहीं दी बात मत.
When the Lord is obeyed by the king and the people under the king's administration, there are regulated rains from the horizon, and these rains are causes of all varieties of production on the land. Not only do regulated rains help ample production of grains and fruits, but when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and quarries. Grains and vegetables can sumptuously feed a man and animals, and a fatty cow delivers enough meat to supply a man sumptuously with vigor and vitality. If there is enough meat, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk, enough jewels, then why do the people need cinemas, houses of prostitution, slaughterhouses, etc.? What is the need of an artificial luxurious life of cinema, cars, radio, place and hotels? Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling individually and nationally?
Simplified. Learn not to speak. That's all. Very pleased. You'll be surprised during gas scarcity. The gas was being supplied in Honolulu. This is in our presence. So, the gas supply, whatever they had distributed, and they hang on signboard, no more gas. The next man was so angry that he shot him dead. This. He had no more gas, he cannot supply. He became so much infuriated that he shot him. This is the result of this modern motor car civilization. He thought that gas will not be supplied, then I am gone. I am finished. So kill this man. This is it.